This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
WMFO Medford, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Well, I saw some lightning, and I heard some thunder, so if you're out and about, you might need to look for a place for shelter, because they were talking about some very heavy downpours up until around 8 o'clock. I know the folks are out there at the Arlington Farmers Market with all their tents, so I don't know how they're going to fare with all of this, but yeah, it's pretty humid, so it'll be interesting to see if all that rain that's supposed to be coming will have a beneficial effect All right, I'm going to start us off with a local artist, and let's see if I can figure out which one. Okay. Let's do...
man last night said he doesn't need to know, doesn't need to know. That other man knows how to treat me right, said he doesn't need to know, doesn't need to know. That other man kept me up till dawn, he doesn't need to know, doesn't need to know. And I called him up when that man was gone, said he doesn't need to know, doesn't need to know. He doesn't need to know what I've been drinking, how I've been sinking, how I'm gasping for air. He doesn't need to know who I've been kissing, who I've been missing, don't know if he'd care. I took a page out of his book, said he doesn't need to know, doesn't need to know. And I plucked my heart back off his hook, said he doesn't need to know, doesn't need to know. I wrote my number on a bathroom stall, doesn't need to know, doesn't need to know. If you want a good time, you know who to call. He doesn't need to know, doesn't need to know. He doesn't need to know. pretty. We're all so pretty. We were born where all the wild things are. If we've been broken arms, polished by our charms, and this is how we go. Spending nights in the starlight, I feel good, feel right. A happy little time of mine. Together with my muse and my dancing shoes, and this is how it goes. madre, yo nací de la flor, yo nací de la tierra, tengo el mismo color. Yo nací de mi madre, yo nací de la flor, yo nací de la tierra, tengo el mismo color.
All right, that's the Hot 8 Brass Band. 8's kicking it live, and the disc is called On the Spot, and it's great, very fun. Let's see what we have to say about this. This came out in February, and they were on tour from February to May. They did a performance here in the Boston area, which I did not get to, but that was at a place called the Once Ballroom in Somerville. And that was on April 22nd. And they've just, I think, finished up this tour. So it says they're Grammy, I love it, Grammy-nominated Hot 8 Brass Band. This is their fifth album, and they were embarking on an extensive world tour. So they're also going to be in the UK, Europe, and Australia. So the folks, let's see if we have a listing here of who's on this. No. That's weird. Let's see. No listing of the members of the band. Huh. It's not on the sleeve either. Let's see, it's tiny print. Let me see if I can figure it out. They don't take any pity on us folks who have a hard time reading these liner notes. And well, the liner notes are usually not too bad. Okay, so nope, they don't list on the sleeve. And okay, let's see if I can get names of anybody. That's weird. Okay, well, I guess you have to go to their website, which is, they have a facebook.com/hot8brassband, at Hot 8 Brass Band, or hashtag We Brass Heart. Okay, so, well, they're very fun anyway. Before that, we heard from Las Cafeterias, Tiempos de Amor. And the song, the CD is called Taste Like L.A. And that came out, their new album came out this past April, celebrating the diverse voices of tomorrow's America. Creative, socially conscious, it's perfect. That's the quote from National Public Radio. And so I don't have all their tour dates either. Those are from the folks at Kumbancha Promotions. Okay, it says, like modern-day Woody Guthrie's, Las Cafeterias sing socially charged stories supported by a live performance that combines dance and dialogue. With their infectious and uplifting spirit, Las Cafeterias demonstrates that while the struggle for peace, justice, and equality is a serious matter, it doesn't mean that you can't have a good time along the way. Rah! If anything, the joy that they bring to listeners offers an inspirational soundtrack for the march towards a better future. If Las Cafeterias have their way, it will be a journey overflowing with dance, songs, and smiles. Well, it is raining out there, folks, so that's a good thing, I think. All right, so before that, we heard Jenny and the Mexicats, and this song was Born in the City. And it's from a CD, the same title, Jenny and the Mexicats, on Mexicat Records. Okay, so what they've done with their influences is to create this really impressive mix of rockabilly, cumbia, jazz, flamenco, and they perform it both English, in both English and in Spanish. Very cool sound from NPR's Alt Latino. All right, and we opened up with Amy Kucharik. And I met her down in Davis Square. She was performing outside there in the square, and I thought she was great. Her CD is called Cunning Folk, and the song was He Doesn't Need to Know. I thought that was quite an interesting song. She's got lots of folks with her on this CD. Too many to mention, but yeah, I like her a lot. We'll be playing more of her. This is a CD that she put out in 2014. You can find her Amy Kucharik, KUCHARIK.com. Amy Kucharik. All right. So, some numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. Message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Well, they finally have passed that recreational law, and after hiking up the tax on it to 20%, which, let's see, I got to put this down somewhere, which, you know, might just keep the underground black market in business, which is totally not the plan. But, you know, they just couldn't stomach the fact that the voters passed this initiative. So what can I tell you? This is the power going amok as far as I'm concerned. They just can't stand it. But the alcohol, oh, the alcohol is fine because you've got the alcohol lobby, right? And the alcohol lobby pays for a lot of these folks' campaigns, no? Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. You know what I'm saying. Okay, so we are WMFO Medford here at Tufts University. And yes, we'll just continue on with some music. I will say that those of you who observed the fast of Tisha B'Av yesterday, so we got through that, and there were, in my case, I was with a community of people. We did a lot of learning around why it is that we have to do this fast and what it's about, remembering the destruction of both the First and Second Temple in Jerusalem, and what we can do to merit the Third Temple. So a lot of stuff online about it. Of course, with everything going on in Jerusalem at the Temple Mount, it's very much au courant, as they say. So no matter what the nations try to do, the machinations about denying Israel's place in the world and denying the Jewish right to the Temple Mount and Jerusalem and the land of Israel, they're not going to prevail because it's bigger than their little small minds. That's my opinion. And if you have a different opinion, okay, I guess you're entitled. Here we go.
I got the call today, didn't wanna hear, but I knew that it would come. An old true friend of ours was talking on the phone. She said, "You found someone." I thought of all the bad luck in the struggles we went through, how I lost me and you lost you. What are these voices outside love's open door? Make us throw off our contentment and beg for something more. I'm learning to live without you. But I miss you sometimes. The more I know, the less I understand. All the things I thought I knew, I'm learning again. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak, and my thoughts seem to scatter, and I think it's about forgiveness, forgiveness, even if you don't love me anymore. times are so uncertain. There's a yearning undefined in people filled with rage. We all need a little tenderness. How can love survive in such a graceless age? The trust and self-assurance that can lead to happiness, they're the very things we kill, I guess. Pride and competition can't fill these empty arms, and the work you put between us, you know it doesn't keep me warm. I'm learning to live without you now, but I miss you, baby. The more I know, the less I understand. All the things I thought I'd figured out, I have to learn them again. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but everything changes, and my friends seem to scatter, and I think it's about forgiveness. Forgiveness. Even if you don't love me anymore, you don't love me anymore, you don't love me. Trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but everything changes, and my friends seem to scatter, and I think it's about forgiveness. Forgiveness. Forgiveness.